The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future. And so you told us the future is now.
We
hello and welcome to the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Hey. I'm sitting Shiva is what I am.
We have had a whole WrestleMania weekend come and go. A Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania since we last spoke. So I'll allow you a chance to kind of get some of your WrestleMania takes off before we talk about some interesting news that took place in the WWE today.
Bianca and Sasha turned it the fuck out like I said they would. Yes. Yes. Yes to that match. Did I get teary? Yes, the hell I did. Woo, man.
I almost
did. From when they made contact.
I almost when they was on Bianca Belair and she was really like about to break down. I was like, oh, God. Oh, I'm about to. And then like they switched to Sasha and Sasha was kind of holding it together a little bit better. And then she was like, get it together. Get it together. I was telling myself, get it together. Get it together.
And then, bam. And then as soon as they locked horns, it was on and popping. My God, it was so good. The counters, the scouting each other, the brutality that Miss Sasha unleashed. Yes. Yes. When she went up for that, like, on the rope walk that she does and Bianca pulled her ass down. Woo! The counter into the bank statement. And then when she flipped and countered, oh, my God. So good. So good. Loved it. Seth Rollins and Cesaro turned it out. Turned it out. Loved it. That was so good. And of course, my tribal chief. That's right. He told y'all asses that he was going to continue to be champion. I told you, be prepared for this man to be champion for the next 422 days. Okay? Yes!
Such an arbitrary number.
I'm going to keep adding them. Next week, it's going to be 512. It's good. I'm just going to keep adding numbers. He's going to be champion for as long as Walter has been NXT champion. NXT UK, he's going to be like, Walter, me and you, going to the top. Such a good match. Such a good match. Loved it. And the fact that he pinned both of them. Can nobody can come up to him and say, hey, you did not pin me, because yes, he did. I don't know why my African accent came out, but it did, because yes. He pinned both of them, so you cannot say that he did not pin you and you deserve a championship rematch, because you don't, because you lost. You were asleep right there. And then the shit-talking promo that he gave.
It was a lot of... It was a lot of talking. And a lot of people didn't see it, though.
Yeah, so I missed it because I was like, okay, it's over. And the people were like, Pomo's talking shit. I was like, no. And then by the time I turned Peacock back on, it was over.
Right.
But I saw it later.
Okay.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
And then there was a video of him like sarcastically blowing kisses to the audience that was booing him. I was like, that's right there. This is why I stand. This is why I acknowledge him.
We all did.
That's why. That's it. Every time he says acknowledge me, I'm like, I already do. I did from the first time you asked me to acknowledge you. I acknowledge you. You want me to say it again? Okay, you're my tribal chief.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to preach to me. I'm already here. I'm already here with you. I'm walking right behind you, Chief. Yo, I know Jay be lightheaded as a mug, because he be mad hyped every time. He came down that ramp just, I was like, I know all the air has left your head. You are so hyped. He gets so excited. I know it left. I know it. I'm salty that Naomi and Lana did not win, because what the hell was the story that you were telling for then?
Yeah, at least not be the first team eliminated. They don't have to necessarily win, but yeah, they shouldn't have been the first team eliminated.
Like, it's BS. I'm over it.
I don't know what they're going. I don't know what they're going to do with the good sis Naomi, man. But they need to do something better than what they're doing, because this right here is not the move for her. She's
some bullshit.
Far too talented to be just a, you know, the person taking pins in a tag team match.
Exactly. At least it could have been Lana.
Right. That's what Lana's supposed to be for, right?
Right.
Oh, man.
She gets put through tables and she takes the pin.
I just looked at this list a little bit closer. Oh, damn. One of the people on the list nobody told me was on there earlier, so I just looked at it again. Oh.
Uh-oh. Who is it?
Bo Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Bo Leaf. Oh, baby.
Thought he would have been safe, you know.
Nope. Mm-mm. Not even with Bacon Face as his brother, no?
Any other WrestleMania thoughts? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, no, you're fine. Okay. Big E versus Apollo was great. Although, the random man at the end, who are you? But I guess. Nigerian Drumfly still doesn't make sense. You're up there with Ember Moon in her Ember's Law. What is the Nigerian Drumfly? Why does this happen? Don't like it. New Day versus AJ and Amos. That liked that match a lot. That was fun. Bad Bunny and Damian Priest turned it out.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. So WrestleMania was fun. It was just, there was a couple of lulls in there that I was like, why is this
boring? Yeah, that was night two for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Night two was just me trying to care past like two matches to be like, all right, just get me to Roman and them. Just get me, because right. I don't care about you, Matt Riddle. This Braun Shane shit is dumb, and you are stupid, because you could have gotten out of that cage so many times, but you didn't. Go away. I hated that storyline as well. Ugh. But the Shayna and the women's tag team match was actually really good. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed like the different styles in there. I loved the two Samoan ladies going at it. Love the two technicians going at it. That crowd was behind Tamina, and as was I. I really wanted them to win.
Right.
But it was a good match, even though my girl lost. I was like, damn it. Damn it. Her and her high pony and her glitter face. Darn it.
YouTube is showing a very interesting match. I don't know if that must be for what SmackDown is going to. I think they're going to be. I guess that's now. It says 11 hours ago.
What happened? What match?
It's Roman Reigns and the Usos. Both of them.
Huh?
Against Shane McMahon, Elias, Daniel Bryan, and Rowan. So it's like a 4-on-3.
That has to be an old match. I'm pretty sure it's an old match.
Maybe.
Because sometimes they like to run back these like old matches.
Right.
Hmm.
It must have been from the beginning of. Because Daniel Bryan's never really been a bad, but see, I think it's a current match because Elias and Shane are running together, and they're running together on Raw.
But they can't spoil an Uso comeback like that. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, we'll see.
Guys. If Jimmy comes back, I was hoping he would come back during WrestleMania, because when Jay slid in there again, I was like, yeah, it is the Roman Reigns and Usos versus Shane. Yeah, he's still wearing his vest.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
and they still got the Uso Penitentiary shirt on.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clearing that up for me.
Oh, you're welcome. When I see that shield vest, I know.
But yeah, man, WrestleMania was awesome. Nights one, yes. Definitely outshined night two. But Roman Reigns definitely was the star of it all.
Yeah.
Just like he should have been. He was the main attraction. So.
Yep. He's it.
All right. So,
no argument.
Usually we don't break down a lot of news on this particular show. We leave that to our man Mo Meltzer over on the Rawcast. But I'm going to put on my Mo Meltzer reporting hat and let y'all know that today was Future Endeavor Day. And
Black Thursday.
Yeah.
Part two.
And NXT. WWE. And so we had Samoa Joe, Peyton Royce, Bo Dallas, Mickie James, Billy Kay, Chelsea Green, Kalisto, Wesley Blake, Mojo Rawley, and Tucker all released from the company today.
Bull to the shit. How the fuck do you let go Samoa Joe? Samoa Joe? The Samoa Joe?
Yeah,
the Samoa whispering Joe. Threat? Samoa whispered threat, Samoa Joe. Samoa, I will choke you out, Joe. Samoa, oh, Wendy Joe? Are you kidding me? What the hell?
Samoa Joe, who like blew everybody away at the NXT TakeOver pre-show during those sit-down interviews as the interviewer.
Exactly. Do you know this man, all the talents that he has, even if he can't get back in the ring because of injuries, he is the best commentator you have at that table. And just these interviews are so good because he's so good at pulling things out of them. You tell me you couldn't make this a freaking WWE freaking whatever show? You couldn't do this? Are you kidding me? What the hell? That's BS. And Mickey James? You're going to let go Mickey James. Mickey Legend James? Are you kidding?
Who did a good job on commentary, too. She put on commentary on the pre-show for NXT, and I thought she did pretty good.
So did I. Do you know that you guys could have put Mickey James versus Asuka as a Road to WrestleMania feud? And if you were going to have Asuka drop that belt, you could have dropped it to Mickey James and let her have a cute run on Raw as the Raw Women's Champion? You could have done that, but what did you do? You didn't do that. And then you let go of Tucky. Why did you break up Heavy Machinery? For what freaking reason? To put this man right back in a damn taxi with Chad Gable? Because you could have kept Heavy Machinery together and then added Chad Gable and made them a stable. You could have done that. You didn't. You broke up the Iconic for no good reason, just for Billy Kay to outshine these people because that lady oozes charisma, and then you let her go. You have her pin Naomi, number one. What the fuck did she pin Naomi for? You're going to release her the next goddamn day. What is this? What the hell did she pin Naomi and Living Ruby for? For what? For what? Just for you to just let her go? And then you let go Peyton Royce as well, who was getting a little better in the ring? You broke up the Iconic. Why? For what? What the hell? I am so annoyed. I'm pissed.
I'm pissed they let Bo Dallas go.
Like, I believe all the time. Anything he does, I'm like, yes, Bo Dallas. And you let him go. You have the opportunity to put him with his real-life brother and for them to be all crazy and weird together. And you missed out on that opportunity as well.
Yeah, I was definitely... When I saw Billy Kay got released, I almost did a victory lap because you know, people are always talking about, Billy Kay. But then I was like, nah, don't tweet that out yet. And then there was then my phone started blowing up again. And then it was like, Peyton Royce got released too. It's like,
Yeah.
Fighting the air Cuba Gooding Jr. style.
It's just, I'm so angry. I'm so angry. I still remember that promo when freaking Samoa Joe came out and just read everybody. He read Randy, Mustafa Ali, freaking Jeff Hardy, all of them. And then when he was on commentary and Seth Messiah Rollins tried to like stare him down, he was like, yeah. What you're not going to do is come in here talking bullshit. I'm not with the shit. Come on, man.
Right.
Fuck. He's never going to whisper threat anybody ever again. And I'm never, ever going to get Roman versus Samoa Joe.
Miss Anisi on Twitter in the live tweets. Yeah, that's what she was complaining about, too. She was like, it was right fucking there.
It was. It's right there for you. And Samoa Joe could be that baby face for you, but with shit talking. I'm never going to get to hear him say, oh, when do you think AJ Styles ever again? And I'm pissed. The anger boiling through my veins. I'm so mad. He better have asked for his release. Unless he was just like, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. The only thing that makes sense. The only thing.
I think it might have come down to he two things. He wants to wrestle and they don't want him to. Or they say he can't wrestle because he's injured and his doctor says he can because he's not. Those are the only two things I could, you know, chalk that up to, just because it just seems so out of blue.
Yeah. And for all you guys who are like, wrestlers get released all the time, this happens every year, guys, relax. Bitch, I know it happens every year. Thanks. Thank you for letting me know that this happens every year, that people get released every year. Yes, I know that. But I can still be angry that I'm not going to get to see my faves on my TV anymore.
Right.
Cool. Feelings are allowed. I'm sorry. We know that racism happens every day, but every time racist shit happens, I'm going to be pissed about it. Even though I know it happens every day. People die every day, be shit. So what? I can still be sad. Let me have my feelings. Thank you.
Right.
Appreciate it. I hate that.
Good. Yeah, it's the same thing with like during WrestleMania, and they see everybody tweeting. It's like, people still watch wrestling? It's like,
right.
It's like, yes, bitch. Yeah, either get with it or get lost. Like,
right, exactly.
It's our, you know, it's our Super Bowl day, so.
Exactly. Why do you got to stomp on our joy? Oh my God, you guys still watch that? Yes, I still do watch it. Thank you.
Right.
You still in my business where I didn't invite you? Bye. Scroll on. You better mute my WrestleMania tweets. Shoo. Mush. Away. I hate it. I hate when people do that. Let people have their joy or their sadness. It's fine. You can think in your head, ooh, why are you sad about that? You don't have to tweet it. You don't have to tweet every thought, because that takes a lot. Takes a lot to think, and then you got to type it, and then you got to look for the squiggly red line to make sure you didn't have any errors, and then you got to tweet it. It takes, there's a lot of steps. You could have stopped. You could have stopped at step 1, 2, or 3 before you hit tweet. But you did.
But they
didn't. For what reason? Nobody asked you here. Ugh. Anger. One day I'm not going to rant. Psych. That's what I do.
Well, we'll start off the show with the new NXT champion.
Bro.
Karrion Kross. Thank God for Scarlett. That's all I can say.
Yeah, talking nonsense.
Because if there was no Scarlett, this right here would be... It's already going to be difficult, but it would be extremely difficult to endure this title run. Karrion Kross, he's in the ring. He cuts a pretty much generic promo. He puts over Finn as a champion, then says that nobody will take his title. He's in command of NXT.
All I was thinking was, boo, pass the mic. God, it was so boring. I was like, stop talking. Give it to Scarlett.
Yeah.
Give it to Scarlett.
Right? It's just like, why can't we just have, like I said, Scarlett wear the belt, Scarlett cut the promos, mm-hmm. all you do is just yep. wrestle.
Just stand there, non-blinkingly. God. Doesn't blink. I can't unsee it.
Next up, we have our first match. Miss Simi's faves, MSK, are defending their newly won tag team titles against Drake Maverick and Killian Dane. MSK was able to send Killian Dane to the outside. They isolated Drake Maverick. They hit the blockbuster heart attack finishing move, and they retained the NXT tag team titles.
What does MSK stand for?
I have no idea. That's a very good question.
I think somebody said must see kids, but I don't know if that's real.
Must see kids.
Like, what
are
yeah.
Maybe.
Like, they're kids. You have to, I don't know. I'm like, what does that stand for? You have to, I got to Google to find it out. But ooh, this was a good match. I enjoyed this a lot. Wesley, we talked about this last week about you and these crazy things that you do. That goddamn corkscrew off the IG.
Yeah. Yeah, Wesley is gonna he's gonna be on that Shotzi Blackheart short career program if he don't tighten himself up a little bit, some of the things he be doing.
Mm-hmm. Who else did that to me? AEW, Red Velvet, when she did that freaking top rope suicida thing. Stop! You're too small for that shit. It scares me. Yeah. But it was a very enjoyable match. I like this a lot. Killian Dane and Maverick are finally kind of working together. I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're sure. finally yeah. trying to have some chemistry. Some chemistry.
Yeah. I was like, all right. I see it.
After the match,
a little bit.
Alexander Wolfe, he came out. Face off with Killian Dane, and that allowed Imperium to attack and jump him from behind. So they're still trying to, you know,
recruit.
Yeah, get Killian Dane to be a part of Imperium. I guess that's a good story, I guess, to give Alexander Wolfe something to do.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Robert Stone. In his bedazzled gloves, not one, but two.
I love these. I was like, what are these Michael Jackson gloves on your hand?
Was shown earlier in the day trying to get Aaliyah and Jesse Kamea another tag team title match. That's when Mercedes, bitch better have my money, Martinez showed up to ask for her money that she was owed. She basically started choking Aaliyah out, and Jesse Kamea came in. Broke up the choking and stepped up to Mercedes and was like, yo, we about to have a match. And Mercedes was like,
I love it.
With me? All right, you on.
Good. I like this. Ooh, she's so tall.
Yeah, like, I was just about to say the same thing. I was like, you see how much taller she was than everybody in that scene?
Yes.
Even Robert Stone.
Yeah, I was like, she's so pretty and tall, and Mercedes is so good and scrappy. Ooh, Jimmy. Yo, these gloves, man. They reminded me of freaking Michael Jackson. I wanna run with you when he was in that bedazzled ass outfit.
Right.
But it was just the gloves. And I laughed. So every time I saw those gloves, ooh, I went into a cackle. The great. I like it.
Yeah. It's
kind of over top shit I like.
Robert Stone is a very entertaining guy. He makes the most of his airtime. He may only get 5 minutes on NXT, but you're going to know he was there. He was there. Yeah. Oh, I think.
You're going to see him today.
I think this is in between right here around this part. I think it's after this match. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the match and then I'll make sure I talk about this specifically.
Okay.
Okay, the match, Jessica Maya jumped Mercedes Martinez from behind to start the match. I was like, okay, Jesse, I'll see you. And then, yeah, it didn't last long because Mercedes Martinez turned it around, then hit the air raid crash, and she got the win. Then, because, you know, as Wayne Brady was said, Mercedes Martinez had to choke a bitch, so she went and choked Robert Stone out until he gave her the money. And then she went and told commentary that she's coming for Raquel Gonzalez and her title.
This was great. Yo, Jessie Kamea in this, like, freaking bitch I'm a cow ass outfit. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the cowhide accent. I enjoyed this match. I enjoyed Raquel, not Raquel, Mercedes Martinez just choking Robert out and then just fanning herself with the money. And she did that thing that Santos Escobar did the last time, which made me laugh. She just went in and was like, Raquel, I'm coming for you. And I was like, you could have said this in the mic, Mercedes. I love that. And Wade was like, why is she yelling at us? Great. I love that exchange. It made me happy. That's going to be fun.
So they gave us an aftermath of the Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole situation. So both men had to be, so they show, of course, Adam Cole got the King Kong knee drop across the chair. So, you know, he's like in the ring having convulsions or whatever. So they, you know, they end takeover with us seeing him getting loaded up on the stretcher. Well, Kyle O'Reilly gets back to the backstage and collapses as well. So they're basically, you know, putting them. It's kind of like the scene in Rocky at the end, the way Rocky 2 starts, where they're both getting wheeled out to the ambulance. Well, Adam Cole beat down, broken, but that man's spirit was still alive because he was talking shit. Calling Kyle O'Reilly all kinds of bitches and telling me he won't shit and this wasn't gonna be the last of it. Man, I was like, boy, Adam Cole is on some next level healing on this.
I loved it so much. Oh my God. I was like, where is that voice coming from? It's coming from freaking Adam Cole with a full neck brace, strapped down, talking cash shit. Oh my God. That's the energy that I love. This is why you're my favorite, Adam Cole. My God. This is why. This is why. And Kyle O'Reilly, you kind of just saw him just shaking his head like, what the hell, bro? It was, oh my God. I love this moment. Because it seemed like it was just a disembodied voice, just like talking shit. And I was like, where is that coming from? Freaking Adam Cole, just body stiff. But that voice loud as fuck, talking about, you ain't shit. You're a bitch, Kyle. I'm going to kill you. Screw you, Kyle. You're a bitch. Come fight me. I was like, babe, there's a neck brace around your neck. What are you doing? You can't fight anybody. You can't even lift a pencil. Sir, calm down. I loved it. Oh, it made me so happy. That's the energy I'm looking for in it here. Just talk shit till you're dying breath. I loved it.
Yeah, it was one of the funniest things I have ever seen in a long time. Especially when it's just like, you know, it's like this man almost died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
he almost died and he almost committed manslaughter. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter to him.
Not one iota.
He gonna beat your ass as soon as he's able. Right. As soon as these painkillers walk in, bam, he's gonna hit you with an epidural. He's gonna find where Kyle is sitting, and he's just gonna hit him with an IV bag. That's what he's gonna do. With that rope with the ass out, that's what he's gonna do. He's gonna find him. Woo! But great.
Yeah, that was one of the funniest things I've seen in a very long time when it comes to like an aftermath and just character development. So,
yeah,
good job by those boys. Adam Cole taking it to another level. The way they got interviewed, Johnny Gargano, he has on a new headband. They have a mixed tag match later against Bronson Reed, Dexter Lumis, Shotzi, and Ember. They all get hyped. and Indy says she just wanted to be in the ring with Dexter Lumis. They all walk off, and Austin Theory, of course, went the wrong way.
Oh, I love that. Oh, Candace was like, no, what are you doing? No, we're over this. I love this so much. It's so funny.
Like I said, the way they have some very good character development stuff online that they don't get a chance to put on the actual television for some reason.
Yeah.
Which would be like, it would probably enhance even more people's likability of them. So that's maybe why they do keep it to the YouTubes instead of putting this out on the main TV. But yeah, when you see the way in disarray or whatever that YouTube video is, you're going to laugh so hard. You're going to love
it. And just like Candace and Indy win thing.
One day they're gonna win something.
But it's gonna be too late. God.
Santos Escobar, our new undisputed cruiserweight champion, is here. He comes out and basically says that, you know, he took the title from Afterthought to the main event to takeovers and all that type of stuff. And he says that, you know, he's a champion just like his dad was. And his son's going to be a champion just like he was. And he says he's going to issue an open challenge. And that open challenge was answered by Kushida.
Yes. And new gear.
Yes. Kushida has ditched the jeans and is now into the short tights, the fighting, the UFC kind of shooter shorts.
I'll appreciate the thighs, Kushida. I can't call you jeans, Kushida, without your jeans.
I don't know. If you're gonna do that, then you're gonna have to not rock the Marty McFly vest.
Yeah. Oh.
But
I was like, who is this person? I was like, oh, new gear. Okay. We got shorts now.
And Escobar!
Escobar laying the ground! In the lineage, the heritage in his family, saying his son will one day be a champion, much like himself and his father before him.
Escobar could take the next step in building his legacy tonight from the top rope with a Hurricane Rana. Kushida arriving in pain, champion into the cover, hook of the leg to retain it. Kushida again, just able to kick out at two.
Escobar continuing to put on the pressure, but Kushida is still alive in this, fighting for his life.
Better be looking for that Phantom Driver, countered by the challenger. Kushida inverted atomic drop. Kushida now continuing. Big hip toss roll through. Cartwheel drop kick.
Kushida snapped in there. This match is going to want to see.
Huge right hand. PK kick to the arm. Kushida is rolling.
Kushida systematically dismantling that arm.
Looking for the submission now is Kushida. Kushida trying to make the champion tap out. Escobar now negotiating his way free, able to stand in reverse, break the hold for a moment.
Santos Escobar rocking and rolling at the moment in a world of trouble. Palm strike to the jaw of Escobar. Escobar's in big trouble here.
To the top rope goes Escobar.
So much force behind that. You can see the sweat beads flying off the chest of Kushida.
Oh, and to the right arm again goes the challenger. Kushida now climbing to the top rope, hooking up the champion. Escobar all the way to the top. Kushida off the top with the suplex. Locking in that arm one more time. Again, suplex. Shoulders down. Shoulders down. Escobar. Oh, my Lord. Escobar foot on the rope. Oh, look at these kicks. Kushida getting the better end of the champion. Champion with the reversal. Challenger, point.
Yes, the timing, perfection.
Backstab out of nowhere. Pinpoint accuracy by Escobar. And can Escobar now put the final nail in Kushida? Kushida.
Kushida right for the pick.
Looking in. For the Phantom Driver. Escobar couldn't catch it. Countered by Kushida. Shoulders down. Shoulders down. Countered by the champion. What a counter it is. Near fall. Kushida cinches in.
Somehow, not enough, new champion Kushida!
And Kushida is the new NXT Cruiserweight Champion.
Yes! Yes, Kushida! This is his very first championship in NXT?
It is.
That is crazy. It's ridiculous. He's so good. I was so excited. I love you, Santos Escobar, but yes, Kushida. This is so good. I love the selling and the story, like the storyline there were day where Santos kept trying to take out Kushida's arm, mm-hmm. but Kushida was like, aha. Taking out your arm. And then he kept like holding it so he couldn't really get all his moves. Ooh, it was so good. So good. Loved it.
Yeah, this was. I don't know if they're going to like babyface Santos Escobar now. There's something brewing to why they got to take the title off of him, though.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he's just going to be like an even bigger heel, even more ruthless and savage.
Maybe.
I mean, are you thinking that because they're like, he brought his son up, and when you right. bring the children, mm-hmm. that's always a baby face tactic.
Yeah, when his son came out there at TakeOver, I was like, oh, they just baby face Santos Escobar. I don't know if he can come back from that after people saw that.
He can't. It's fine. He can do it. I have faith in him.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, Kushida wasn't wrestling like a heel. He was wrestling like a bitch. It's my time. So, we shall see.
Timothy Thatcher.
Yes, Kushida.
And, oh, let me say this. Kushida benefited from the SmackDown Matters rub because Jade to the Max and Miss Didi Jonet were just commenting about how they don't be doing right by Kushida. And
yes.
next time he's on TV, he becomes Cruiserweight Champion. So
that's right. There's that magic. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa, they cut a backstage promo saying that they didn't win every fight in the Dusty Cup, but they passed every test and are stronger as a unit for it, and they're ready for the new landscape of NXT. Mm-hmm.
Thatcher didn't explain where he's been for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah,
where were
they
you?
Didn't.
Right? He kidnapped a man for nothing, Thatch. Probably, he kidnapped a man for nothing.
Probably recovering from the virus. They just didn't want to say nothing.
Yeah, but they didn't tell us in storyline kayfabe. Be like, yo, were you kidnapped? Because I kidnapped a man for you. I did an eye for an eye revenge for you. What happened? Where the hell have you been? But I really like the end of the promo when, like, Tommaso, like, walked off and did his weird tantrum thing. And Thatcher just smiled at the camera.
Right.
That was so cute. I don't know why I love it so much. He just looked at the camera like, hee-hee. You know what it gave me? I don't know. Did you ever watch Flavor of Love?
A time or two.
So, remember when they were, like, all arguing over something and then Goldie was like, I enjoy the chicken. The chicken is lovely.
Right.
That's the energy I was giving. Tommaso is out here throwing chairs and being all emo and weird. Just like, I loved it. Leave MSK alone. Stay away from that.
Oh, gosh.
Take those towels away from my babies.
Your boy.
Not for my nephews. Not for my little nephews. I don't know how old they are, but they're probably younger than me. So they're my nephews now.
Backstage, Kushida gets congratulated by William Regal, when Jordan Devlin interrupted to say that Santos only just climbed a ladder to beat him and didn't out-wrestle him. He says Kushida is lucky, though, because he's headed back home, but when he comes back and he sees him again, he'll be headed to take that title away from him.
Look at you making up excuses why you lost. You lost, baby. That's what happened.
Dakota Kai, she's here to introduce our new NXT Women's Champion, Raquel Gonzalez. Raquel cuts a strong promo about how she wasn't ready for her original debut in 2019 when NXT went live on USA. She says the only person who saw something in her was Dakota Kai, and she gave a teary-eyed Dakota Kai a ton of credit for helping her, and that got her on to the TakeOver Portland, where she debuted. She then put over Io Shirai and said that her era has begun. She was interrupted, though, by the debut of Frankie Monet and her puppy, or Terra Valkyrie, or Wera Loca. She goes by many names. So when Raquel was like, she was like, "Do you know who I am?" And she's like, "Yeah, you're Wera Loca." That's, she was giving a shout out to her old.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, her old persona.
Oh. This is fun.
Yeah, what do you think about the look of Terra Valkyrie? That's Johnny Morrison's wife.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, interesting. I was more interested. I was like, oh, the little doggy's back. But so, her intro was okay. I was like, okay, let's see what you gave. See what I was saying about the Raquel Gonzalez baby face thing? So this was a baby face ass promo. This was a baby face ass promo. Because if she was a heel, she would have been like, "Ha, bitch, EO, told you I beat you. Bye, I win. I'm the winner. Me, all by myself. Look." But she put over all these people. She's like, oh, this is her era now. She put over EO as a champion. She thanked Dakota Kai for being her buddy. But I peeped. Dakota had a look. I was like, don't turn on her, Dakota. She had a look. She was looking. She was like, I saw it. I peeped it. Don't turn, Dakota. Don't turn. But this is interesting. I'm like, let's see what's going to happen here. I like their little shade. She was just like, I'm going to shove that puppy right up your culo. That means ass in Spanish.
Yeah.
And in case you couldn't infer by the context clues.
Frankie Monet said the division is now shinier and better with her around. And then that's when Raquel threatened to shove the dog up her ass.
Well,
then after that lovely exchange, we get a surprise. It's Rhea Ripley. Her music hits. She comes down to the ring. She faces off with Raquel Gonzalez, and then they have a tense moment there, and then they smile, clink the belts together, and they hug, and they have a moment as they, you know, are both, you know, champions, two friends who you know, have achieved, you know, dreams and championships in separate companies. And then as they hugged and had their embrace, Bianca Belair's music hits and Binky came down. Binky was here too. So she arrived to join in on the party of champions. They all posed together with their titles. They showed the picture from, was that Portland last year? Where they were all on the card and they all had their black and red gear on and they took that picture backstage.
I think so.
And then now they have all three of them here on NXT and all three are champions. So Triple H definitely took a victory lap on this. This was a Triple H victory.
You know he did.
Like, I can't get Vince. I can't get Vince to put none of my guys in this position, but I got three of my girls there.
But the ladies.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
This was a cute little moment. I was like, okay, so I guess Raquel and Rhea just squashed her beef. Then she pushed it through the stage. Do we not remember that? I remember. She pushed it through the stage.
They're on different brands now. Rhea's moved on.
I guess. I wouldn't be able to move on. You put me through a stage. I got chiropractor bills because of you now. Nope. I'm not getting over it.
I forgot what they call her. The Empress of the Sun? or sorry?
Who?
Sorry.
Oh, the Warrior of the Sun.
Yeah, the Warrior. Because, yes. You know, all the Japanese women have some type of title. Yes.
They have a title.
Yes. So
they have to have control over an element.
Yes. Yes. So she is the Warrior of the Sun. They show a great video package of her wrestling over in Japan and just people talking about what a talent she is, and William Regal talking about how she first got on his radar and all the work that he's done to finally have this moment happen, which will take place next week when she makes her debut.
Yes. Exciting. Like, ooh. Ooh, I know Kenny Omega mad. He was like, another Joshi wrestler for me. No. Mine. I know he's mad. I'm excited. I'm going to see what this is going to do.
William Regal entered his office to find Roderick Strong and Marina Shafir there. Roderick Strong handed him a manila envelope and said he was done. Regal shook his hand and said, even if he caused trouble in the past with Undisputed Era, Roddy is welcome back at NXT anytime.
No, Rodrigo, come back. I know your friends were talking shit to each other while strapped to a bed, but no, don't leave.
Bobby Fish going to pop up like Will Smith on the last episode of Fresh Prince in the living room.
Yeah, oh. He is. Go hug, turn off the lights. Or like that episode when his daddy left. But he don't want me, man.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Bobbert, come back and fix your boys.
Zen.
Alrighty. I hope he comes back.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is like a storyline that they're telling. Yeah. Better be.
Yeah, I think so. Then we got the match that we've been clamoring for quite a while. Mm-hmm. The one-on-one, Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Leon Ruff. Swerve Scott goes for a slam, but Leon Ruff turns it into a small package for a two count. Leon Ruff gets Swerve up top. He goes for a Hurricane Rana, but Swerve catches him and hits a power bomb. Then Swerve hit him with the cradle driver and got the win.
Match of the night. For me. Wow. Wow. This was so freaking good. My God. Those two in the ring are just... This makes my flippy heart... My flippy shit heart just sing. Just sing for the high heavens. This was so good. They have great chemistry in the ring. Just the quickness. The counters. When he was up on that top rope. And then he was like, nope. Not gonna do it. Nope. Now I'm gonna do it. No, I'm gonna jump. I'm like, so many things are happening. Yo, Swerve Scott is one of the only ones who matches Leon Ruff like with the speed.
Mm-hmm.
Because can nobody else catch that boy? Swerve Scott got him. Ooh, so good. So good. Give me more. We're gonna get more, but I love it.
Zoe Stark is backstage. She's talking about how she was training and struggling, and she finally made it to NXT, where she defeated Toni Storm on the Stand and Deliver pre-show. Yeah, I know, right? She says her ultimate goal is to become the NXT Women's Champion. That's when Mercedes Martinez interrupts and says that she's in line first, not some rookie. And Zoe Stark is like, rookie? Oh, yeah, we'll see about that.
Yes. Give me this as well. Ooh. She had her muscles all shoving like, who you calling rookie? Yes. That's going to be good.
We come back from the break and we have a vignette from Walter saying that NXT TakeOver proved Imperium is the most dominant force while Ciampa was his toughest challenge yet. Nothing has changed, though. He says that their crusade to restore honor to wrestling is just beginning. Imperium will grow and expand, and all of NXT will understand what they mean when they say that the mat is sacred.
Yes. Yes, Walter. Yes. I'm here for it. Show them, Walter. Show them all. I'm here for it. Love them. So great.
Walter is a very interesting gentleman because he's been wrestling for a very long time in Germany and in Austria. But now he's getting that, you know, this big exposure on NXT, and people mm-hmm. are just realizing just how good he is.
Yes, I'm people because yes, here for it. They re-show clips of that match. I was like, yes, chop him down, Walter, do it. I'm here for it. Chop everybody. Want it.
For the first time tonight, they showed my fave, Mackenzie Mitchell. She's backstage. She's asking Swerve Scott if it's his feud with Leon Ruff is over. Swerve said he made a statement, and that's when Leon Ruff comes in, attacks Swerve, bangs his head up against the lockers a couple of times. And then while Swerve is down on the ground, he says it's not over till Leon Ruff says it's over. And then the officials get there and order Leon to leave.
Woo! Spicy. I like it. Yeah, that's right.
Oh boy.
Like it.
Yeah, so Swerve, you might have won the battle, but you mm-hmm. ain't won the war yet.
Nope, because Leon Stein will kick you in the face.
Oopsie. Now it was time for our main event. We had a intergender mixed tag team match. The Way, Johnny, Indy, Austin, and Candice took on Bronson Reed, Dexter Lumis, Shotzi Blackheart, and Ember Moon. Indy is in the ring. Dexter Lumis has like Austin Theory in the silence, and she just can't bring herself to hit Dexter Lumis to break up the hold. So she just drops down and pretends to be hurt, which makes Dexter Lumis check on her and release the holds from Austin Theory. Lumis picks her up, but Johnny Gargano kicks Lumis in the head. Indy Hartwell then throws Austin Theory out of the ring and then lays back down again, pretending to be hurt. Lumis this time picks her up and carries her off. Indy winks and throws up a thumbs up as they walk off. Austin Theory then hits a shoulder block to Bronson Reed, but he gets taken down. Ember then gets on Bronson Reed's shoulders, and she does the eclipse to Austin Theory, but Candice LeRae throws Ember Moon out of the ring. Bronson Reed is on top. Johnny Gargano crouches him on the top rope. Gargano gets up, but Bronson Reed pushes him off onto Austin Theory, and that's when Candice LeRae is going to try to superplex Bronson Reed. Of course, that's no dice. Shotzi Blackheart gets involved to clear Candice out of the way, and then Bronson Reed hit the tsunami on Austin Theory, and that was how your NXT ended.
This was a lot. Ooh, Indy Hartwell. I love her. Oh my god. When Dexter Lumis came like closer, yes, she tried to kiss him and the kid just pulled her off like, no, 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 no. We're not doing this. This, no, absolutely. I love her. Oh, she makes me so happy. She's gonna make me like Dexter Lumis. Good lord. Oh my god. I love her. See, this is what I was talking about. If he has a buddy, if somehow she's the only one that understands him, oh, that makes me happy.
Dee Dee Jonet and Jade to the Max, they mm-hmm. have they understand what Indy sees in Dexter Lumis.
Do you?
Yeah, they were.
Explain it to me.
They were having that conversation.
I don't. I don't get it.
You're not quite seeing it?
No, maybe it's because he doesn't talk and I enjoy silence. Maybe, but like that's the only thing I could think of. And he has muscles, so that's cool. But like I don't know. But this was fun. This was funny.
Yes.
Oh, I loved it.
It was funny. Austin Theory is hilarious in these matches. Johnny Gargano.
What an idiot.
Johnny Gargano is flip-flop flying around for everybody. Indy is
Johnny
out here
and these little hips.
Trying to get her swerve on, and Candice LeRae is trying to play the good mom to keep everything intact.
It's so fun. Oh, God. And I love that Wade just like stands for their no look high five. It's so funny. Every time he's like, look at that no high five. Every time they do it, I love it. Vic is like, it's not that special. He's like, you wouldn't be able to do it. You don't understand. It makes me so happy. Oh, this is great. Oh, and then when they were talking backstage with, what's her face? The blonde woman. What's her name?
Mackenzie Mitchell.
Yeah. And then they all went one way, and Austin went the opposite.
Yeah.
And they're like, Austin. And she pointed. She was just like, go that way. And then looked at the camera and just shrugged.
You gotta remember that interview, because you remember at the end where it's like, put it in. Everybody put it in. It's like, you too, Mackenzie. You too, put it in. It's like, yeah, no way, right? Well, when you watch this next video, you're going to laugh so much when you watch this next video.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh my God, I love them. Just let Candace and Indy win. That's all. That's the only piece that's missing, is that Indy and Candace do not win like the big matches. That's literally the only thing that's missing. But they are so funny. And this match was fun. Oh, this is hilarious. I love seeing a little intergender wrestling. This was great. Yeah. When Ember hit that eclipse on Austin Theory. Woo, Lord. The eclipse is still so cool.
Yeah, it is. It
See,
is
she didn't talk in this match, so it was great.
And
she didn't do anything weird.
They're trying to put something behind Bronson Reed. It's just, can he stay healthy?
Finally.
And not, you know, he got hurt the last time. It looked like he was going to, you know, have a chance to kind of make some noise. So we'll see if he can, you know, remain healthy this time. But yeah, it was fitting, very noticeable that he was the one who was there at the end where Dexter Lumis was doing whatever he was doing with Indy.
Woo, just prayer circle around my Bronson Reed, because finally, yes, put some stock behind my man. Yes. This is fun. I enjoyed the show.
Nice.
It was great. This is a really fun, like, they're resetting the storylines, introducing us to some new things. It wasn't too heavy. It was a little lighter. I enjoyed this a lot.
Right. I thought that this episode went by really fast.
Yeah, it did.
Really enjoyed the character development of Mercedes Martinez. They did a good job of showing her as a threat, showing her clear mission statement, and also presenting a challenger. Because like I was telling Ms. Didi and Jade, I think Zoe Stark is going to get that next title shot. I think they're building her even though she'll probably lose, they just don't have any baby faces right now. And
they don't.
And she's the only one that's been kind of on a winning streak enough to justify getting a title match, even at this early point in her career.
And people like her.
Right. But then again, like you said, though, they can change that in an instant if Raquel just all of a sudden decides to go babyface. If that's what they're
She's on that going. Path. She's walking the babyface path. I see it. There's two lanes. She's teetering. She's teetering on that babyface lane. I see it. She was mad smiley and not a cocky smiley. I've dreamed of this my whole life, smiley baby. She's on the train. Uh-huh. See it.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't mind it.
This was another great episode of NXT. Actually, both episodes were very good. AEW and NXT this week, Tuesdays and Wednesdays now. No more Wednesday night wars. So you don't have to split your time into hashtags anymore. Tuesday's NXT cast, Wednesday's Dynamite cast now. So full attention. So let me get full disclosure. I know me and you on Wednesdays, we would always watch AEW first, and then sometimes you would stay up late and watch NXT. Usually we watch it again on Thursdays. How has was this better for you? Did you feel like, okay, I can get with this Tuesday, Wednesday situation, or did you just stick with the old routine?
I stuck with I record it anyway, so I watch it when I'm not sleepy anymore. Because I used to be able to stay up, but I'm tired. So I usually I watch it on like a Thursday morning, you know, eat breakfast and watch wrestling. So
yeah, that's pretty good.
Either way, they don't matter. I got DVR now, so coming up.
Yeah, so I went out on when, well, I didn't go out. I helped my friends record mm-hmm. their podcast. So yeah, I watched the first hour on Tuesday of NXT, kind of switching in between that and Young Rock, but I'm gonna have to go back and watch mm-hmm. all of Young Rock because I didn't.
Yes, me too.
I didn't get a chance to really grasp that episode. Then mm-hmm. We recorded the Raw cast, so I missed the second half, and then I watched it today, and then I watched AEW. Like, I just finished watching AEW, so it was super fresh. But yeah, next week though, it'll be like, you know, I'm gonna sit down on Tuesday, watch this whole, well, most of this NXT, and then mm-hmm. you know, Wednesday I'll have my Dynamite, and then it'll be like, oh, my Thursday is just a recording day now.
Nice.
Yeah,
no. It'll be your wrestling break day.
Yeah, since they kind of. Since they robbed one of my days from me. Tuesday used to be kind of my wrestling break day, where it'd be like, oh, I just got to record the podcast, just make sure I have notes. Now it's like, oh no, not only do you have to have notes and record the podcast, you also have content to watch as well.
You got to be in the hashtag promoting the brand.
Right. That's the reason why I'm so glad that I never picked up Impact, because
it would be too much.
Yeah, I would be going bonkers right now.
Although Mauro Ranallo is going to be announcing Impact, some match that I just saw.
Oh, really?
On the timeline. Yeah.
It might be the Kenny Omega Rich Swan championship match.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's.
That's cool. Ranallo. That's cool.
So that's what I've missed, the Mamma Mias.
Yeah, Vic Joseph.
Standing Deliver could have used so many Mamma Mias.
Vic Joseph just ain't got that one liner like Mauro got. Plus Mauro,
he don't got it.
So excited too. You know, they would put the camera on to isolate him. He'd be jumping mm-hmm. around and moving around in his chair and stuff, just so into the right. product. Yeah, Vic Joseph just, I mean, you know, he's got something working for him. Got McKenzie
right,
on his arm, but.
I mean, he's not bad. It's just, he's no Mauro Ranallo.
Yeah, this is true. This is very, very true.
Yeah, it is going to be the Omega Swan match.
Okay.
That he's going to call. Which, it's not going to make me watch Impact. But, Mauro. I miss your voice.
I'm definitely a fan of where we're going with these new stories for NXT.
Me, yes.
Definitely am enjoying, other than Karrion Kross, I just don't think this is going to be a very good title run. We're not going to get good matches, and we're not going to get good promos. So, hopefully Scarlett can cook up some vignettes with those tarot cards again. That'll be decent. Oh. She's drops into that Russian. But yeah, I hope to be presently surprised by Karrion Kross. Maybe mm-hmm. he grows into being the NXT champion, but as of now, mm-hmm. I see boring written all over this.
Yeah.
Like, this Same. Might even be more boring than when Aleister Black was a champ. At least he had good matches, though.
Oh. Yeah, at least he was spooky. and I heard that crowd. Well, there was one person try to come up with a "You Deserve It" chant, and ain't nobody else picked that shit up. All right, that's right. If I would have been even more heated if I heard more than one person chanting "You Deserve It" at him, because he does not. Girl, where does he deserve it? He doesn't. Unblinking ass. Blink. Close your eyes. Good Lord.
Well, that was another edition of NXT in the books. So at this time, Miss Simi, I'm going to turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout out to you, Don, as always. Shout out to the WrestleCast family. Shout out to the CSDN family. Shout out to you guys in the hashtags for your A1 commentary. Shout out to the patrons for paying a little bit more to hear us talk some more. And shout out to Samoa Joe. I'm going to miss you and your whispered threats, and I'm still pissed. But shout out to you, because you were great and you're a gem, and I'll follow you anywhere.
Thank you very much to Miss Simi. I appreciate her joining me once again here on the NXT cast this week. Continue to support the show by listening to us over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media. There's also a free edition of the Dark Match, the Patreon show that I put up this week for WrestleMania week. So go check that out. If you are on the fence about what we do on the Patreon page, there's a chance for you to listen. And if you like it, get involved, get into it. Also, you can support the show by going over to CSPN.us. Click on the tab that says keep our podcast free at the top of the page. Do some shopping with our sponsors. Buy something for your mother for Mother's Day through Amazon and help keep the podcast free each and every week. Just like to give a shout out to Mo to the _ Reese, Miss Didi Jonay, Jade to the Max, Sam, Greg, Mo, because Mo, Mel, and she always gets shout outs. Shout out to Jupiter Julep and Madame Lizette and Laura Singh and Miss V and Don Victor and Miss Cammy D. Just everybody who was in the hashtags all weekend long through WrestleMania, through Raw, through NXT. We definitely appreciate your commentary with color. It is definitely, like I said, we might not have the biggest when it comes to numbers, but we do make the most noise. And so I am proud of that. Continue to use the hashtags each and every week to share your commentary with color with us. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been the NXT Cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Ooh, see you in the hashtag.
Dusty Classic tested our strength as a team. Walter Perry tested our will, our loyalty. Did we win every fight? No. Did we pass every test? I think so. And now we come out on the other side, stronger, as a unit, ready to face a new NXT, a new landscape.
New NXT champion, new NXT tag team champion. What path to choose? It's standard procedure for us. We finish what we start.
MSK, we're coming.